Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Heaven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Spring is getting close. I know a lot of you are discouraged with all the snow, and it just keeps coming. But the days are getting longer. We're gaining a little over a minute and a half of daylight every single day. And the light is getting stronger because the sun is getting also higher in the sky. You wouldn't know with the cold temperatures that we've had, but these fronts coming out of Canada that's keeping the whole country cold, from Chicago to Boston to Florida to Texas and everything in between, is going to come to an end soon. So the month of February traditionally is the worst month of the entire year for snow. We're halfway through it, and that's a good thing. So think positive. Pick up the phone. Call us. And let's work together to get your property ready, because spring is right around the corner. Only about 33 days. A little over a month. Think positive. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Greg from Maine, and he's got a question regarding well water and lawn grubs.
Okay. Greg, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
Our question is, I'm in a neighborhood that uses well water, and I want to protect myself and my neighbors as well. And I've been gardening in Maine for about 2 years. I just moved from Pennsylvania, and I have an awful problem with lawn grubs. When I plant cabbages or cucumbers, melon, squash, this sort of thing, they seem to get eaten up before they do anything. And I'd like to know what we have organically that I can take care of these beetle larvae lawn grubs so that maybe I can produce some crop this year.
Okay. In your vegetable garden, what you're going to use that's going to be totally organic is a new insecticide called Spinosad or spinosad. It was found in the Caribbean islands. It was growing in the sludge when they made rum. So they made the rum in these big 50-gallon wooden barrels. When the rum was ready, they took out the good stuff, the sediment in the bottom. They dumped it onto the ground, used it as a fertilizer, and a new microbe developed called spinosad. And it's being used on flea and tick collars, sprays for your animals. And in a vegetable garden, I've been using it. It will eliminate the tomato horn worm on your tomatoes. And in your case, it will take care of all of the caterpillar-type insects that are eating broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, kale. And it will take care of the Colorado potato beetle. So it's a great product. It's organic, it's natural, and it's what you want to use when you're growing a garden organically. Now, to control the grubs in your lawn, and you want to do that organically, there's a product called Milky Spore Disease. And this is a product that you would put down these, it's a powdery material, almost looks like baby powder, and you apply it to your lawn, and you apply it twice a year for a 3-year period, and it will prevent any types of grubs from living in your yard for a 25 years down the road. Now,
out of, you say it.
Go ahead.
Milky Spore was the name of the product that I couldn't come up with. I know I used that in Pennsylvania,
yep.
And it did an outstanding job. That was the name of the product I couldn't come up with, and I knew that it was organic as well.
Yeah, it's made by a company called St. Gabriel Organics, and they sell it different ways. One of the products you can put down with your lawn spreader. One of the products, you put it in a rod, and you press on the rod, and it will let out like a teaspoon, and you do a dot pattern every 3 feet in your yard, and those bacterias will move through the ground. And if there's a grub, one bacteria will get inside the grub. It will multiply. It will consume the innards of the grub and fill the whole body full of spores and then blow up. And then they continue to move in the ground. Now, if you're looking for something that will take care of what's there, and then you can use the Milky Spore Disease, there's a new product coming out of Canada. And again, we'll be talking about that as we get into the season. But it's a different type of microbe, and you put it in a hose and bottle sprayer, and you shake it well, you spray it on your lawn, it works its way in, and it will kill all of the grubs in your lawn with a microbe. The problem with that is it will not come back the following year. So, but it will eliminate everything that's there organically. So what I'm going to be telling people to do this year is to buy both. Because it takes time. It'll take 3 years for the Milky Spore to take over the lawn. So you do what the Milky Spore recommends. And then in the meantime, you take this other product from Canada, you apply it on your lawn, you kill everything that's there, and now you're eliminating a problem that will destroy your lawn. And both of these can be used in the flower garden and the vegetable garden.
Well, that makes sense then. Yeah, when I put the Milky Spores on in the fall 1 year, I could see the next spring the results already beginning. When I had after applying it just the first time and let it sit over the winter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know the Milky Spore will work, but it's nice that there's also an instant solution as well. I have a second question along a completely different line.
Sure.
I saved a couple of cherry pits from last year's cherry season.
Okay.
I refrigerated them for about a month. I froze them for 2 months. I refrigerated them for another month, and I intend to plant them and see if I can get a cherry tree or two.
Okay,
yeah, you
can. I
don't know if I'll
be
successful or not. But if I do, and I have these little seedlings, what do I do with them this fall to winter them over?
Okay, what you want to do...
Or in the garage, or leave them outside?
You want to give them a normal growing season. But because they're young, being outside, you may end up losing them. So this is what you want to do. take that cherry pit, and that cherry pit is going to be very, very hard. Take a nail file and put it on its edge and rub the seed so that you can cut through that hard nut type covering where the seed itself is all soft and fleshy on the inside. So the hard covering, if you can scrape it with a nail file to kind of allow the water to penetrate into it a lot easier, it will germinate faster for you. And that's something that, being that you've been taking care of it by cooling it and freezing it, you can now start it inside. And what I would do is I would start them in a 3 or a 4 inch plastic pot. Keep it someplace where it's warm. It does not need any light because there's no plant yet. So the warmest place in your house until a new shoot comes out. When the shoot comes out, move it to a brightly lit window. And then in the spring, transplant it from that 4-inch pot to a 1 gallon or an 8-inch pot for the summer.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Don't go complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We have a couple of open lines. So if you have a question, call right now, because it's going to get busier as the morning progresses, as people begin to wake up and wondering what's happening with the snowstorm. So call us right now, 855-660-4261. That way we can answer your question. We were talking with Greg about his cherry trees. Did he save the nuts? I was telling you, put it in a 4-inch pot, 3-inch pot to start it indoors. Once it starts to grow, transplant it to a 1-gallon or an 8-inch pot. And just keep it in a sunny location on your deck or porch, someplace where you will remember to water. And then in the fall, when all the leaves come off, move it to your garage or in your tool shed where it's going to stay cold, but it won't fill full of water and turn to a block of ice. That's what kills plants. So if you've got chestnuts or peaches or anything like that that you want to try, then they spend the winter on the floor in an unheated garage or tool shed or a barn or something like that, and they'll do fine. Okay? Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Linda from Maine, and she's got a question about road salts getting into her garden.
Linda, what's happening with the road salt coming in with the snow plow? Hi, Linda.
Thank goodness. Little coastal towns that usually gets more ice, and the road salt stays on the road where it belongs, but over last year I noticed that I have a 2-foot strip of grass. We don't have sidewalks, but I have about a 2-foot strip of grass and then a picket fence, and the snow gets thrown up. And I have a wonderful little English garden, perennial garden, that I've been developing over the last few years.
Yeah.
Last summer, it wasn't as healthy looking, and I think part of it was road salt.
Oh,
well,
definitely.
This year, This year, the snow pile over the fence is about 6 foot high right now, and so everything's spilling into the yard and on the garden, and I don't know what we can use as an antidote to road salts.
Okay, there is something that you can do, and I'm in the same situation as you. We have a 4 foot split rail fence across the front of the house, and like you, it's gone. I don't know where it is, but you can't see it. There's so much snow on the ground, but you know, we had over 50 inches, 60 inches, and another foot or so due in last night and today, so that's going to add to it. But what I do, and I found a big difference, I had planted between the street and the fence. It's about a 10-foot area. And right now, from the street to the fence, it's solid. I had planted a row of flowering pear, the Bradford flowering pear. And they've been in about 5 or 6 years. They're a good 3-inch diameter. And they were doing fine, but they just weren't doing as good as they should because of the road salt that's dumped right on them. So what I do now in the fall and again in the spring, about Thanksgiving time, maybe sooner, I'll buy a bag of garden gypsum and I'll put it in my spreader and put the garden gypsum from the street all the way to the fence. So my Bradford pear, the root system is all coated with the garden gypsum. And what it does is the gypsum will coat the particles of clay so they cannot stick together. And because the clay cannot stick together, it improves the drainage. So that way, as the snow melts, instead of the salt being stuck in your soil, it's able to be flushed with the rain out of the root zone of your plant. Now the roots can grow freely, there's no salt damage, and they do much, much better. So garden gypsum, nursery, garden center, feed and grain store, they all carry it. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a great gardening season. The storm seems to be winding down a little bit where I live in Kennebunk, and that's a good thing. I don't think we got quite as much snow as they had predicted, but that's okay, too. And maybe it will melt that much faster, and hopefully that's the last of the big storms. But if we can help you to think positive, call us. It's toll free, 855-660-4261. Now, you got a lot of ice to melt. And if you want to do it environmentally safe, think about natural alternative. Now, this is a great product. It's all organic. It's all natural. You're using it at a quarter the rate of rock salt. So a 25-pound bag of the all-natural ice melter is equivalent to 100 pounds of rock salt. It won't hurt your pets. It won't hurt your lawn, your perennials, your shrubs, your trees, and it will not track into your home, staining your floor with a white film or your carpet with a white film. And if you order online or you call them, tell them you heard it in the program, they'll ship it to you for free, and they'll give you a 10% discount. Now, the phone number is 888-546-5941. That's 888-546-5941. If you're ordering online, the website is natural-alternative.com. Natural-alternative.com. And in the little box that says coupon, write in PPGC, Paul Parent Garden Club, and that will give you a 10% discount and free freight. Give a call. They'll be open tomorrow or order it online today. They ship it out and you'll get it before you know it. It's a great product. It's safe. And you're using a lot less. And it will melt that snow off your decks, off your porches, walkways, in your driveway. It's a great product. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Patty from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about weeding grass out of her garden.
Patty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning. I have a grass issue. I maintain a rose border, and I constantly have grass jumping the bed. I'm trying to look for a product that attacks just the monocot grass and doesn't touch any of the dicotyledon plants.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there is a new product. The name of the company is called Fertiloam, F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E, Fertiloam. And their website is www.fertiloam.com. Okay, and the name of the product is called Over the Top 2.
Thank you, Lee.
Okay?
Over the Top.
Over the Top 2.
Thank you.
Now, this is a product that you would spray directly on the grass plant in the early spring, and it will not hurt your perennials, your roses. You can use it in a vegetable garden between the rows to kill grasses that are coming up. And the active ingredient is something called POAST, P-O-A-S-T. And it's been made a little bit stronger, making it much, much more effective. And I had a problem with grasses coming into my perennial bed, especially right along the edge in my ground flocks. And if you've ever had grass come in your ground flocks, it's a heck of a job to get it out. And all I did was to spray it with the Over the Top 2. Did not hurt the ground flocks. And it killed all of the grass within a 2-day to a week period. Very, very effective.
Well, thank you very much for that. Could you repeat again the website?
The website is www.fertiloam, F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E. .com, and you can read more about Over the Top, and you can read about where you can find a nursery near you that carries the product also.
Well, thank you very much for all your help. I know a lot of worker bees that will appreciate this.
Thank you. We appreciate the
Survive
phone call.
The thank you for all your help.
Okay, thank you, and you have a wonderful day. Stay out of the cold. Stay inside and enjoy it. Our phone number, 855 888-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tony from Connecticut, and I'm taking him right now, so I'm not sure what he wants to talk about.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, Tony, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Well, hey, we can get you on right now. Hold on. All right, you should be good. To talk to Tony.
Okay, Tony, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Hi, good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Great talking to you. I have a couple of questions. The first one is, you know, with this weather, I've seen about 5 below 0 here in Brantford, Connecticut. Are the hydrangeas, flower buds, are going to be burned off as they were last year? You know, this cold weather. I should have wrapped them, I guess. Is that correct?
Well, the blue and the pink ball hydrangeas, they have a more difficult time with cold weather. The cone shape hydrangea, which is called a PG, and there are many, many, many varieties of that. Those you do not have to worry about. They'll take it 20 below zero and you won't have a problem. But the ball hydrangea, when you do get a lot of cold weather, there is a tendency for some drying out and some dieback of the actual bud. So what I recommend in the fall is to spray the plant once the leaves have come off with something like wilt proof or wilt stop, and it really get that bud and really soak it well, and it's like a liquid wax, and it covers and seals it to prevent moisture loss in the bud itself. But one of the positive things is when we get the wind that we've been getting, we have snow on the ground. And normally the wind is very, very dry. And as it blows across your yard, it will pick up the moisture from your plants. But if there's snow on the ground, it picks it up from the snow, preventing a lot of dehydration.
Oh, so that's a good thing then.
Yeah, so this all the snow is acting like a blanket of insulation around your hydrangeas, and if most of your plants, like mine are, they're covered with snow.
I don't know. Covered. I have them on the east side of the house. I don't know. It's pretty windy here today. I think it's coming out of the north, though. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you could see, the other thing that I do is at Christmas, when I'm done with the holidays and I'm take down the Christmas tree, I take the Christmas tree outside, I cut all the branches off of it, and I lean them up against my ball, a rounded hydrangea, and I make like an igloo shape mound of evergreen boughs, and that acts as a natural barrier to break the force of the wind and to help cut back on bud loss on your plant. And then you add some snow to that, that adds additional insulation, and that should help your plants to do better. So if you see that the snow is beginning to melt, the weather is still cold, then what I would suggest that you do is, if you can get a day 40 degrees, get some wilt proof at your local nursery, spray all the buds, all the stems, and that will help to eliminate the possibility of them drying out due to the wind.
Right. I guess one other question. I have a 20 by 24 garden. I've been gardening for years. And, you know, you read a lot of garden books, and it says you have to always rotate, you know, your plants. And there's only so many places that I can rotate my tomatoes and squash and stuff. Is there any way, you know, just counteracting that and, you know, just to amend the soil every year that I don't have to worry about rotating, you know, and I try and put them in different spots, but, you know, it's not a very large garden.
Right, right. What I do, I have several gardens on my property, and the one that, like you, I can't rotate.
Right.
What I do in the spring, I will add compost to it. And I bought a compost tumbler. I make all my own compost.
Mm-hmm.
I live within a 20-minute drive to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And in the fall, I'll go down in the after a storm and pick up seaweed.
Okay.
And I'll blend in that seaweed with the soil. In the fall, I will rake up all the leaves and pine needles on my lawn, and I'll drag them to the edge of the garden, drive over the leaves and pine needles with my push mower, and blow the chewed up foliage into the vegetable garden, and that's a way to add organic matter.
Right, I've been doing that, sure. Maple tree leaves, you know.
Yeah, so any kind of leaves, any kind of pine needles, compost, seaweed, the secret is add organic matter.
Okay.
And that will keep feeding all of the microbes, the bacteria, the fungi that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't add organic matter, then there's nothing to retain the food that the plants need. They leach out, and then they're gone. But if you add organic matter, they hold it, make it available to the plants, and the soil is able to rebuild quicker.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304 2954. 208-304-2954.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Via Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker.
unglazed Zisha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a great gardening season. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sally from Connecticut, and she has a question about orchids.
Sally, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your orchids?
Good morning. I hope you can. I've had these orchids for several years, and they're half in bloom. They're blooming now. I don't know what I did. The leaves are drying out, and one orchid has like little black spots on the leaf, a couple of them, and a leaf or two is yellow.
Okay.
What did I do? I do have to tell you that I went to I tried to get some decent, fertilizer, but they sold me something by the first letter is S, and I understand that that's not really good for plants at all. I did that one time. I don't know if that has any benefit. I mean, I don't know if that's the reason my orchids leave. The orchids are fine. It's the leaves.
Okay. Now, are your orchids kept near a window?
I took them away. They were about a foot away from a window.
Okay.
But what I did was put them in my kitchen. And on the counter where it's a little warmer.
Okay. I'm just wondering, we've had 3 weeks or more of really cold weather.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if some of those leaves may have been chilled. And even new windows, they do leak a little bit. And if they're that close to the window, they could have been chilled. So what I'd like you to do, first of all, are they growing in soil or in bark or in combinations of things?
Well, to me, it looks like a combination. Bark mostly, I believe.
Okay. Then what you need to do is this. When you water your orchids, and this is what I do with mine. I have some that are in all bark with a little bit of sphagnum moss mixed in with it. So what I do is I put my orchids in my sink, and then I turn on the water till it gets warm, and I take that sprayer from the kitchen sink, and I spray the foliage, and I soak that bark mulch.
Oh, you do soak it, yeah.
Yep, and then I'll let it sit, and I'll come back, and I'll spray it again so that the bark mulch that's been mixed in has a chance to absorb the moisture that I'm putting into it.
Okay.
And then I dry off the pots. I put them back on a little table that I have in front of the windows, and they seem to do much, much better. If your house is heated with forced hot air...
Yeah, it is.
It is, okay.
Yeah, it is. I have an old house, yeah.
Get into the routine of misting the foliage on a daily basis. And,
okay, yeah.
And what I do, Sally, you can buy a mister bottle that, you know.
Yeah, I've done that. I just haven't soaked, you know, and I do put them in the sink. I just haven't soaked them because I know they don't like wet feet.
Right. So what I do with mine, because it's cold, the heat is running almost continuously right now.
Yeah.
It's 14 degrees outside, so the heat's on full blast, right?
Right, yeah.
So that bark will dry out quicker when it's cold outside than when it's warm outside because you're not getting dry heat.
Right.
So get in a routine of every Saturday or Sunday putting several inches of water in the sink, submerge your orchids so that the bark gets good and wet inside, let them drain, then put them back where they were, and feed them with a time-release fertilizer. And I'll tell you, commercial growers are using dynamite.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.